Miguel. No, it's actually, it's the second one. Let's see. What are you? What is it? It's a Thomas. It's a knockoff. Yeah, we'll load it up. TV. A TV. I'll take that. I'll take the cord with me. Well, it's still cool to put a little content on. Another rare Thomas on the curb again. Second one. Here are two radios. You got Thomas. Thomas number one. He's looking pretty cool. Limited edition. Down there, he has water damage. Clear as day. You can see that stuff's all messed up. Same with this one. We're in Milwaukee over here where the rain just completely destroyed everybody's basements. So I threw away half their stuff. Here we got another Thomas. It says collector's edition also. Buttons and everything. Feel pretty good. We found this all within an hour of each other. We found this one in one house. Found this one in a completely other neighborhood. Randomly, we found one of these before. A 40s one. And never found another one. We found these new knockoff wannabes. So, yeah, let's see what we got. We got our free extension cord. High-tech thing, stuff right here. Found this at another house. Yeah. Here's first one. Sounds beautiful. You can hear that. FM. Oops, the button's not doing much. It's on FM. Oh, yeah. I like the sound of that. Not doing much. Alright, let's get to the other one here. What's that? Let's just move this out of my way. Well, first Thomas just makes loud noises, so we even found little Linkin Park with a destroyed thing. Alright, next radio. Oh, there we go. In there, next one. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Potawatomi Sports.
These dang wasp things won't leave me alone. You hear that? That one works.
That sucks. The other one's cooler looking.
That one just turns on and works. I think it's meant to be a knockoff of a 1944 one, judging by the logo.
Really got wet, so.
No, this one got wet. Look. You see how warped the boards are? When you grab this, it'll fall clean off.
Oh, yeah, this is soft.
But I mean, if you rip the bottom off, it'll just sit on that. It's like you're ever going to know that it even was there.
Well, technically, if you ever bring the thing in the house, you're better off ripping the bottom off.
Doesn't sound very good. And there's these little wasp things that won't try to leave me alone. So we're FM. AM. That's max volume, too. That's max. It's not going anymore. Treble, max, bass. Treble.
You are invited.
Tuning, obviously. Go back to this. Tuning again.
The sign-ups.
The season with Packers preseason picks now available in Prize Picks.
Okay, this radio sounds like something's blown up. It barely even gets loud until it's on full volume. Got a bow in, you can see that. Oh yeah, watch this. There goes the bottom right there. You can see all the water damage. This side. Oh yeah, that just fell off. That's glue. So we'll take the bottom off of all these because they're completely ruined. And we'll just let them sit down on their normal stand because that sadly won't be to have Thomas's limited edition plaque there, but Thomas doesn't really need that. But that's what we're dealing with. Two free radios that got water damaged in the Milwaukee floods and the tenants are in. Cool. Yeah, that's what we got.